Parshas Kitzeitze, there's a lot of mitzvahs, pratis. We've spoken sometimes about the klal of mitzvahs and time of mitzvahs, but there are certain a lot of mitzvahs pratis, and it's sometimes easier to misplain, sometimes harder to misplain, but there's a group of mitzvahs here about kelayim that the there's what to be learned from one of them specifically. In the klal of the Isuri Kalayim, which includes being Markiv Kalaya, Kalaya Kerem, Kalaya Zroim, Shatnes Begodim, and Harisha Beshor Bechamoyer, so the klaliyistik asifa we've seen a lot of times in the Shabbos morning shurim is that you can't create a min that's been Mishana Maisa Breshis. In other words, in the trade-off between Hashemayim Yisrael Hashem Nosan Be'Odom and Redu V'Kibshuha, the Chiyuv is a person is allowed to do and ought to do what is tikkun in the world, and that's why a person can work the fields and plant and plow and reap and make tikkunim in the world. But he's not a b'mishana ma'isabreishis. So the klal ha'inyan of all sorts of kalayim is shinuyim atzmiyim and ma'isabreishis. That's fine. Then there is a second gedder. That applies to creating new minim in animals and creating minim in zroyim and even shatnes. We'll assume that shatnes he makes a new min ki'ilu. But the one that doesn't fit it is like Sachash B'Shoev HaMoyachtov. Like Sachash B'Shoev HaMoyachtov is a pu'ula. It's not that he's creating, even a beged, you could say he created kind of a thing that has our cover. But like Sachash B'Shoev HaMoyachtov seems to be very, very strange inyan, because he's not creating an entity, but he's rather harnessing both of them to work together. So the Sachash B'Shoev HaMoyachtov is hard to understand. There's a machlokas rishonim here. What is the iso sach shav chamoyachtov la locha? All the rishonim learn, or the vast majority of rishonim learn, that any harkov of two koiches, any two animals together like kalayim, is an iser. And shav chamor, I guess, was picked for a specific siba, which we'll see. But it includes every animal, because every animal is a difference. The Rambam learns that specifically it has to be a min Torah and a min Tomei. It's very interesting. The Rambam says it's dafka min Torah, min Tomei. They also kind of point out, as a shtickle kash on the Rambam, that the halacha is an animal that is psula mekdoshim. So if you're not allowed to be chayrish with that animal, because that animal has two minim in it. It has chulin, and it has Kedusha. And I guess they kind of ask in the Rambam, it's hard to call that Torah and Tomei. I mean, both of them are Minim Tahirim. So obviously the Chalkus and the level of Kedusha is what determines the Issachalayim. Which is very, very interesting in the Rambam. Baal Kaponim, those are two different Yonim, and would like to try to understand. Obviously the Mechuvin is the same in both. But each one has a different connection to it. The Rambam Shita, that you're talking about any Min Torah and any Min Tomei, and the other Rishayim that learn any two minim, but Chamer and Shur are the archetypes for those two. The Asarim Amoris, the Sefer Ramami Panu, says that where is the Sheirish of the Isser of Leisach Shur Chamayachtov is from the eagle. He says that the eagle, its zonov, its guf, was a shoyer, and its zonov was that of a chamoyer. And b'meila, we can't have, or klapi roish, it was half and half actually. It was, he brings a medrash, that mechetz of klapi roish was a shoyer, and klapi znova ya chamoyer. So the eagle was a harkova of shoyer and chamoyer, and b'meila, shoyer and chamoyer became also forever. That's very, very interesting. In other words, the koiches that went into producing the eagle was half shur and half chamor, and that's why it became usser. The isser that happens from our cover of Shoyr and Chamor together, working together, even though over there they kind of melted it together or was killer because one being, still we express it in the Isav Harisha of Shoyr and Chamor. I'd like to be Oymer on that Nekuda. One more place where the Sfarim, I guess it's mostly Kabbalah Sfarim because that's where these type of things are found. The Ramam Ippanu is being Yonik, his Inyan, even though he brings a Medrash, but it's kind of Kabbalistic Inyan. They bring that once upon a time, Kol Koyches Atuma used to help a person. The Megala Mukus. Megala Mukus is Reb Nosson Nata Shapiro. It was an awesome Goyen in Kabbalistic Inyanim, lived at the time of the Maral, a little bit earlier. He has few Sfarim, which is basically Rimozim in the parashas in words, Al Piderach HaKabbalah and so on. And he brings Leishach Shor v'Chamor Yachdov, Shor and Chamor is Gematria Tzoras. And that's why it says when Adam was Bo al Chava, when the Nochash was Bo al Chava, he became Metzora. He brings also that if you meshacha avdoi, he's over be'esei, because meshuchar is oisius chamor sher, so that's also the same thing. And then he brings the koshim gerit sapacha sabas type tzaras, that's also shayach to it. Those are the inyanim he brings beremiza. So obviously there's something about the nekuda of the irbuv of the koiches rather than the minim. That's the issue of Shor and Chamor. So let's try it and say. The first thing I'd like to stop at is the Zoya. The Zoya says the following: Shor v'Chamor kad mizdavgen kechado, if they were to come together, trained begoyim bishim in an alma, they are two terrible begoyim in the world. Shor misitra de dina kashia. Is the begusa the sitra kadisha? You have a shor which comes from a chelik of din, chamor misitra achra. Chamor has a different bad quality. Train begoyim bishim inu kad mizdavgin. If we're to come together, lo yuchal alma lemispalei. The world could not possibly hold such a churban. Or begin kach leisachet b'shor chamor yachdov bezer shasholach Yaakov leisavi leshor chamor. So Zayas says that the koiches themselves together are so destructive the world couldn't hold them. As opposed to the other type of kloyim, what's creating the min, these two have koiches that are so destructive together that the world could not hold it. So I'd like to try to understand that the Zayas is the sheirish, obviously, of all these inyanim. I'd like to try to understand that. And the Rambam, who says any min, tar, and tome as a subdivision of these inyanim in the same way. Let's try to understand the Zoya's, the mahalak that the Zoya seems to be saying. When we speak about Ra in Koiches HaNefesh of Adam, Ra itself has different outlets, different ways of expressing itself, and different Mekoiris in the Nefesh. For instance, let's take two koiches, a nefesh, that are very, very not ruchniistic, and yet very different mitzakos nefesh of a person. You have a person who's got a koich, a nefesh of domination. He wants to conquer, he wants to control, he wants to manipulate, he wants to rule over something. In its bad format, it's a koyach of ra. The thing we would associate it with would be gaiva. Gaiva doesn't mean pride or covet in the way we used to it. Gaiva means the desire to push yourself onto the entire world. It's a very active, very proactive force, and it's kol kuloi action. That's one activity which is a koyach of ra. and it's a koyach of ra that's very destructive. You have a second koyach, which is, let's call it, not wanting to do anything, laziness, just wanting to enjoy, to lay back and enjoy. You've got no motivation, you've got no drive, no desire to be active, just to sit and be mekabel tanugim. It's a koyach hanefesh, which is also ra. It's ra in the sense that the person has no drive, no she'ifis. He's just kol kuloi mekabel tanugim. He's a passive mekabel of tanugim. And that is a very, very big shayosh of ra. Those are two separate koyaches of ra, each one very different than the other one, each one the opposite of the other one. The person who is very, very strongly pushing towards overwhelming the world, and the person who doesn't want to do anything, just wants to sit back and take and absorb. Those are two separate koyaches. Each koyach of ra, because the koyaches of ra are a chelek of the big picture, they are self-limiting. Each person, a person can't keep going forever. A person who's not doing anything just wilts away and dies off. A person does not, those koyaches cannot be continuous. So each of the koyaches of ra are self-limiting by definition, because each koyach itself is just itself, and it doesn't go anywhere. When you start putting two koyaches together, when a person, for instance, let's say it says in Chazal, Lo Avdi Yisrael Avedizara Elahat Lamarayis. It means that the Klal Yisrael, Arayas itself has a problem. A person who's chaitin Arayas does not in any way, he knows it's wrong, and if you keep giving enough musr and you keep harping on his chelke nefesh that are somewhat more elevated, he's going to start feeling embarrassed and stop doing it. On the other hand, Avodah Zarah plays itself out. It's sheker. And at some point, the person realizes there's no point to it. A person who's sincerely searching for ruchnius, Avodah Zarah asserts itself at some point and falls away. So each koyach hanefesh, in its own right, could go its own direction and die on its own. But let's say a person creates Avodah Zarah in order to be matar arayos. So now he's going to keep being Oved Avodah Zarah because he wants Arayas constantly. He's not going to let go of the Arayas because Avodah Zarah justifies it. So when a person has merged these two koiches, then he is going to keep continuing to do it. A person who has no taivas to work for is going to stop working because what am I working for? A person who has taivas but has hardships, he doesn't have money, the tithes is going to have to be a shemeshkach's oven. If a person is able to make a lot of money in order to satisfy his tithes, he's built a vicious circle which is not going to stop. The money is there to it allows him to feed his tithes, the tithes push him to get the money. So b'meila, the person keeps going onwards and he has nothing to stop him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's major two koiches, the Goyen says in Mishlei constantly, the two main koiches of nefesh of Ra is ta'avoni v'ka'asoni, duchra v'nukva. In other words, the koich of ishtaltus, the koich of a zocha, typical koich of a zocha, to want to conquer, impose, drive, energy, all of those koiches are the Ra of ka'asoni, that he calls. It expresses itself in kas. Kas is when your rutzen of ishtaltus is being frustrated, kas is the expression of that. Taiva is like nekeva, it's a makabel, to want to sit back and enjoy and so on and so forth. So So each ra in its own right is limited. Each ra peters out at some place. When a person's mezavik the two koichets of ra, then there is no end to it, because each one feeds off the other. That's the pshat in the shiluv of shayr and chamor. Shayr is called, Chazal say, shayr is geya sheve behemis. A shayr is the balgaiva of the behemis. The Pirkei Shira, it says, what's the shir of a shayr? It's oz yashir. It says, ki goy oy go'a. Susrei choy roma vayam. The midah of gaiva, the shayr is kol kuloy. It's action, it's strength, it's power, it's gaiva. That's the midah ra of shayr. And that's why Avodah Zarah is nichlin. Avodah Zarah is a proactive element. It's something a person goes and he's meisa nefesh Avodah Zarah. That's the koiches of shayr and the bria of shayr. That's ra. So the midah of gaiva, of energy, of pushing is shayr. The midah of taiva is chamor. Psar chamorim psorim. When something Mitzrayim was shot of zima, and it's called psar chamorim psorim. Chamor was the one that took out the masa from Mitzrayim. The bizas Mitzrayim was put on the chamor. Chamor was nice to bizas Mitzrayim. The bizas Mitzrayim is called kulei zima, tainug, taiva. That's what Mitzrayim has. So the chamor is the essence of taiva, of chaymer. It's not an active animal. It's called kulei baser. And the shayr is called kulei koyach. It's called kuli gvura. It's called kuli gaiva. That's the klip of shayr and the klip of chamor. Each one in its own is self-limiting. But when a person is mezavik both of them, that's where you create a ra that has. And that's what the Zohar Kodesh means. That if you were to mezavik shayr and chamor together, you would get a churm in the world. The world couldn't stand such a koyach. Because where do you speak to somebody? If somebody is called kuli a very, very physical person, and the person is shakur and taivis, it's not easy to speak to him, but I can sit down and try to awaken the religious sensitivities of a person. Do you think a person is just created for fachil and shtia? Do you think a person is just created for taivis? There's nothing higher, there's nothing more noble, and so on. The person who kol kuloi is a bal shita, and there is no taivis of chumrius in it, it's also, shita's proved themselves wrong. If the person doesn't have anything that really pushes him physically, at some point he peters out. Very, very few people are meisa nefesh just for avodah zarah, and they're not oimid on the shek, and that's that. But where a person's avodah zarah is a cover-up for the psar chamorim psaram, then of course he keeps pushing it, because this allows him to do what he wants to do. Even if a person is misfakeach in how to do shmiras hamitzvahs. So if the person is an honest bikuach, so there are many shitas and wrong shitas peter out. But if what drives the person is to cover up his taiva, then it's endless. As long as I have the fig leaf to cover myself, and as long as I have the taiva to drive me, I'm going to keep going on. I mean, why would I stop? That's the zivug of shayr and chamor. That's the understanding. There's a deeper level to it, and that's the Rambam that we mentioned before. B'choifin klolius, in the klala bria, ra itself is a limited affair. Every ra has to, since it's wrong, since it's sheker, it's limited, and it peters out and it dies out. The only way, the Chazal say by the Meraglim, that a sheker that doesn't have some emes me'uriv in it doesn't stand. You can't bring in some that's kuli sheker. Kuli sheker is matrich itself. The only way that you can keep perpetuating a sheker is when you mezavik it with emes. The real chet, the sheirish of all chatoyim, was the Eitz Hadas, and that was because you were me'arif, toiv, and ra together. If a person brings in koiches of toiv and mixes it together with Ra, then that has a kiyum that's endless. Because Toiv is real, it's emes, it keeps driving it, and the Ra is and the Ra is part of it. So in the Sheirish of all things that have an endless amount of potential for evil, it's the zivug of Toiv and Ra together. Asher is a behemah kshera, chamor is a behemah tmeya, and the chamor had a mila. Let's try and understand this. Let's try a minute to think about it. It says vahili shor v'chamor. So the Meshech Chochma asks, why does he mention gomel? He had plenty of gemalim. He gave him a ton of gemalim. Gemalim were very expensive. They were very, very important. He's trying to tell Esav, listen, I was by Lavan and I got a shor and a chamor. Why didn't he mention gemalim? There are four broad categories of domestic animals. There's the shor, there's the chamor, there's the gomel, there's the chazir. The says is different a little bit. But of those minim, the shor is tohar. The gomel and the chazir have one simon of taira, and the chamor has no simon of taira. Of the minim, the chamor, we would say which one would get a mitzvah. We would say the gomel. He's at least one. He's halfway there. Gomel doesn't have any mitzvahs. Chamor has petach chamor, and it has a mitzvah dedicated especially to chamor. The teretz is in the breira of kulei zakar, kulei chayev. Kulei chayev also has a mokim in the breira. It's not ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a metzias of ra to start with. A metzias of estepanim, a metzias of yetzahara. Those things are there. The problem starts when the person starts mixing those two koiches. In the taruvis of those two, that's why he said, Yaakov said, Vahi li shor v'chamor. Not, he didn't have a shor with the im chamor. He didn't have a gomel. The gomel wasn't, he owned the gemalim. But that's not, he was telling Esav who I am. He said, im lovan garti, v'echad ata, Vahi li shor v'chamor, I have shor v'chamor. I lovan was somebody that was ma'arif things. His metzias was the taruvis of inyanim. I kept the shor and the chamor separate. They didn't mix up to me. And that's why I didn't say gomel. That's what Meshech Chochma says over there in Vayishlach. So the real korban in the world comes when you mix two elements, toiv and ra, when they have no sheiches. L'mashal, let's take a look at what Megala Amukas says. An eved mishuchar, he says, is lashon of shor v'chamor mishuchar, and that's why you oiv an essay. A chamor, an eved. Is guf is kulei taiva avde befkeru nichalei, but he has no koyach betzim. He cannot do what he wants to do. He can do only what he's told to do, and so on. If you give it the koyches of a ben chayrin, if you meshacher him, and b'meile he can do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, that's when he turns into. That's when you oiv an essay. That's being memazik shor v'chamor. You're taking something which is not royu for its position, and you're putting it into its position. That's where you get the tarovus of shor and chamor. The kohena, the eagle itself was the reason why the eagle was such a churban was because there was a yetzer of throwing off Torah, and combined with the Elel Hech Yisrael, with the shor that they saw in the it says they saw a shor in the Tzur Lamala of the Merkava, and that's what they adapted. In other words, when you memazik koiches of toiv, the sharper the koiches of toiv are, and the less the baser the koiches of ra, the more chorm it is. Let's just take an example. Let's say a person has a taiva. He has a woman that he's osuk with. So it's a very strong taiva, it's a very powerful taiva, but the person is, you can break it by telling the person that, listen, it's a terrible avera, it's chomrius, it's psar chomrim psaram, v'chulu v'chulu. That's the line of attack to try to awaken the person's high nikkudes. But let's say the person is doing it l'shem shemayim for kiruv. So now, for taste, it's a mitzvah. But the mitzvah is being fueled by the taiva, and the taiva is being answered by the mitzvah. And b'meila, that you have a combination that can't be broken. The only real ra in the world, the ra in the world that's the real churban, is when taiva and ra feed off each other, and you, there's no place to break it. Mitzvahs, I can show you. If a person is having a chayis rabbeinu town tefillin, he's supposed to have rashi's tefillin. So we sit down, we learn through the halacha, we argue about the din, and you come to maskana. There's nothing fueling it but the shem shemayim. So fine. So there's achra for that. But when you have the taiva fueling the mitzvah and the mitzvah answering the taiva, that's when you have a situation that has no way out. So the mitzvah, the iser of shevach hamar, is a very shayrishtike iser in going back to one of Moshayrishtike chatoyim. The chet of Eitz Hadas was the person ate the Eitz Hadas toivera. He ate something he wasn't allowed to eat. It was nechmod laskel. There was taiva leinayim, and he did it for yisam of elakim. He did it for teres mitzvah. That's where you get an inyan that can't be broken. So the Torah says leisachas shavach hamar yachdov. The avoidas adam is not the main point of avoidas adam is not being memayit the ra. It's being mafrid between tov and ra. Beir is a malacha because it's a very essential malacha. You can plow and bake and do everything, but if you're mafrid between tov and ra, good, not. If we were to ask ourselves what determines a gadol or a katan, which koyach is a nefesh? So we'd list a long koyach is a nefesh and so on. The koyach a nefesh that separates a katan from a gadol is the koyach of pirut, of being maf afchana, not pirut, like word afchana. Egris v'noytel tzur v'zorek. That's where koyches of gadlus come in the ability to be mafchid. The all of the inyanim that the Megala Mukas lists that you had, the gummel was the simen of ra that came out by Eitz Hadas, because a gummel is a harkav of two minim. That's much worse than when you have the toiv separately and the ra separate, and that kilkel brought in that problem into the bria. Let's take it a little bit linyanenu. Of all the nekudas of Avodah, the toughest nekuda is the arkava of toiv and ra to crack. A person who knows what he does wrong, it's fine. I mean, he can work in it. He can slowly be oimer on it. And he's oimer on it. He tries hard. He pushes and so on. When a person mixes in nekudas of toiv, for instance, a person who's learning on a half flame is much worse off in terms of avodah than a person not learning at all. Person's not learning at all, knows he's not doing what's right, he knows he ought to change, he's looking for a way to change, and so on. A person who's learning to be yoitzer, so then there's no end. So say that I'm doing what's okay, I'm doing what's right. That's what I'm supposed to do. Okay, it's like more than that. Those are all. He's locked in. He's harnessed his laziness to what he's supposed to be doing, and one feeds off the other. It's a problem that part of, as the world gets better, there's the mizuk becomes much worse because they need it. Whereas once upon a time you could have had a rias without a vadezar, today you have a vadezar. I once saw that Yisrael, when they first opened up the border with Egypt, they had a trip to go down to Egypt to do pretty much Kotavasa, but it was a Yomi Lula of a big tzaddik to go for. 8-day Yomi Lula for this tzaddik. if we would have said lahedya, we're going for taiva, we want to have a good time. So then the person itself, then at least there's a mokum for tshuva. The person can say to himself, listen, I can't help it. I have a taiva, it's what I need to do. Say that taivas have a tikkun, but when the person threads it through the needle of taiv, then it's good. Then it's fakat, it's a beginning, it's a big thing, and this and that. It doesn't have an end to itself. There's a famous version of Salantim, Miran Chaveri, very, very sharply insightful word. He said, it says, Kol Machleikas Yishamayim Seifel Iskayim. So Rabbi Sol Salanta said, B'darach Tachos, that when a person has a fight with somebody else over money, it's a bitter fight. But it comes a Shani Kippur time, a person feels he has to do a tshuva, he feels bad, you know, money comes, money goes, when a person leaves this world, he doesn't take any money with him, what's the use of it, what's the point of it, and he's mispiased with the other person. At some point, his taiva for money comes to an end, and he's mispiased. But let's say the person feels he's being right if the other person is Shem Shammai, that he deserves to be near enough, it's important to be right of him, and whatever it is. So comes Hashem Yom Kippur, he's mekabel on himself to renew his efforts. It's safe for this kayim because there's no place for it to be mafsik. If he attaches Lashem Shemayim to machlekes, then what do you mean he's going to stop now? He's going to keep going. The real problem for us are those areas where we cover ourselves. If a person is not Shema Shabbos, so we can sit down and say, ah, matana toiva that God gave to Yisrael, and what kind of gevaldika blessing Shabbos is, v'chulu, 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 thousands of people are it. But a person is nominally is Shema Shabbos, and he goes through the motions, and we sit down and say to himself, do I feel any kedusha and his alus in the Shabbos that I keep? Do I feel a zehirus? Do I feel a kedusha yisera? So the person will say, show me when Shahar I did something wrong. You know, there's no place to go in because everything is covered. Everything, all bases are covered. There's no way to get in with it. The first yisoid of a person really, really growing or working on himself is to be mafrit his nefesh the toiv from the ra. To understand the chamor is kulay physical. Don't be memazik what's physical by you for what's good. If a person's hasmada is driven by gaiva, at least understand I've got an issue. I have to stick out. I have to show myself. I you know, and it expresses itself also in the learning. It may be helpful sometimes, but understand. Don't mislabel the koyachas hanefesh. Understand. This is the shur and this is the chamor. As long as they're not yachtav, at least mentally, it's fine. So a personal muscle has a strong issue to show, to a person has to get attention. A person has to be prominent. And it expresses on learning also, learning shtak, the person doesn't need to stop. The person has to recognize is, there are two things here. There's learning, and I definitely have a chesh to learn. I also have an issue that I need attention. It comes somewhere from midas sagaiva of sorts, and it expresses some learning also, and it's under the guise of asmada, but it's not the same. A person is easy with his possessions, not because he's a giving person, but because he's lazy, because he's not careful, because he has to show himself off. There are a lot of other reasons. All of Musa was built around this nekuda of having a hafrada, at least mentally. The first step of any avodah is to properly label each koyachas hanefesh. What you think is gevaldik avodah Shem Shemayim is really taiva of sorts, and what you think is avodah Hashem is fueling it. Separate the two. This is this, and work with it. Don't let them to merge together. So Nimtzina Lameidim, the Torah gave an Isser here. Most Isser Kloyim are creating Minim that are not Kfi Rotzna Bayre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzin was certain Minim. We're allowed to work with the Minim, develop the Minim, but not create new minim or be oikem minim, like they say for the reason for Sirus and so on. The Harish of Sharon Chamor is a very deep nikud in Avoida. It's an Avoida de Ke'isa. And that is either both in Kloli, there are Koiches and Nefesh that are mutually destructive, Koiches of Ra, that if you combine them, or on a final level, the Rambam Shita, that any Torah v'tomei that you mezavik together is problematic. So there was somebody once in yeshiva when I was a bacha. He had a lot of, he was a very, very chumristic person, very into food, very poshut. So he would sit in Shabbos and he would keep saying L'shem mitzvahs kedusha Shabbos, L'shem Shabbos, whatever. He's eating for kedusha Shabbos. And when somebody made some comment, he answered himself, said, at least for Shabbos, I should do it L'shem Shemayim. The person doesn't understand that's not doing it L'shem Shemayim. What the person is doing is he's being memazik a shor and a chamor. He's taking the kedusha Shabbos, hitching it up to his chamor of achila gasa, and they're harnessed together. The person will never get any place. If the person labels himself and says, I have a problem, I'm very physical, and I eat a lot, that's great. So at least we've identified it. We know already, and don't leave off Shabbos. If you want to be Mahadan in Kedusha Shabbos, learn an extra hour. Do something else. Don't mix the two koiches together. The Tikkun L'Asad Lavoi, it says, it's a very interesting thing. It says that the goyal of Klal Yisrael, we expect one Melech HaMashiach. The job of Melech HaMashiach is to ma'achat Klal Yisrael and into one Yosef le'yotzi Yehuda, Yehuda le'yotzi Yosef, and so on. But there's two Mashiachs. There's a Mashiach ben Yosef and a Mashiach ben David. Why the two Mashiachs if the job of Mashiach is to ma'achat? So it says Yosef is called B'choy Shoyer Hodoloi. Yosef is somebody who's koiches or koiches of Shoyer. And Yosef was nichshol in chet and so on. The koiches of David HaMelech were those koiches of chamor, of being noisy, klal Yisrael on his gav. He was nichshol. He was admoini, which means very physical. David Yehuda was nichshol. We speak a lot of times. I don't imagine it. And he did tshuva. Until the geula requires the first step. That these two koiches, it says Vahili Shor v'Chamor, Chazal say it. Shor is Yosef, Shemcha Shor Hodoloi, and Chamor is Yehuda. I don't remember the passage Chazal bring over there. That's the Shor and Chamor that he had. The first step towards the Geula is not that they come together, but that they come separately. Together, before there's a Geula, before there's a total purity of two koiches, then those koiches are poisonous together. Once you have the tikkun of shor as shor and the tikkun of chamor as chamor, each one, each al diglu, each al chasoi, each one on its own al machneo, each one on its own koiches, then it says that take the two makles and let them be one makle. A person has to understand himself and his koiches. The first thing is to properly label each koiches and to separate out what koiches are driven from taiva, what koiches are driven from kedusha, what koiches are be'emes kedusha, what koiches are pseudo kedusha. Once the person separates it, then if he works on it, then he can learn to take his koiches of chomer and incorporate it in koiches of kedusha.